Good morning from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Servance with a look at your news. James Griffin was arraigned on felony charges, including domestic violence as a third or subsequent offense and interfering with electronic communications. The domestic violence charge carries a potential penalty of up to 5 years in prison, while interfering with electronic communications could result in up to 2 years. Mr. Griffin confirmed his understanding of the charges and their possible penalties. A probable cause conference is scheduled for February 5th, and a preliminary examination has been scheduled for February 13th. Attorney Andrew Lockhart has been appointed to represent Mr. Griffin in this matter. The court set bond at $3,500 on personal recognizance, with standard conditions including a prohibition against assaulting or threatening anyone. Griffin was advised that failure to appear at future proceedings would lead to fines, costs, and potential jail time. And a 39-year-old man with prior bank robbery convictions admitted to damaging property and assaulting a staff member during a break-in at the Bay County Law Enforcement Center. Prosecutors say Shane Gillette pleaded guilty this week to charges of malicious destruction of police property and assaulting a jail employee. The incident happened May 12, 2025, when Gillette, who was on parole at the time, repeatedly kicked and punched the locked glass doors of the closed facility until he got inside. Police quickly restrained him, but officials said Gillette later attacked a corrections officer. He faces a possible 5-year prison sentence when he returns to court for sentencing on March 2nd. And during this month's Owendale Village meeting, there were reports given and directives issued. It was reported that police office needs a new furnace, and the estimated cost for one's about $300. The water heater in the community building needs to be replaced, and the cost to do that's being researched. It was also reported there might be grants available for some safety equipment. That will be followed up on by Village Clerk Randy Howard and by DPW Supervisor Jason Ramos. During the meeting, Treasury Lori Limburger explained the utility billing issues are being worked on as Village is in the process of meter installation. She explained the bills are based on actual readings where possible, but some others are being estimated when necessary. Howard noted he's exploring a grant to help cover the cost of repainting the water tower. Also, it was noted the budget meeting will be conducted at 6:30 p.m. February 10th at the community building at 7361 Main Street. And we'll return right after this.
For 250 years, our armed forces have bravely served America. Wounded Warrior Project honors that legacy by supporting post-9/11 service members and veterans like Anthony, a Marine who was injured by a roadside bomb in Afghanistan.
They carried me through my injuries, not just my physical, but my mental. And seeing other vets doing the same thing helped me tell myself, hey, you can do this.
Join us in honoring warriors at woundedwarriorproject.org/America.
And we're back with more news. The Transportation Security Administration's officially launched a new $45 fee option for travelers who do not possess a real ID or traditional identification. This alternative, known as a TSA Confirm ID, allows passengers to undergo a modernized identity verification process at security checkpoints to ensure they can still fly while maintaining updated security standards. And the Rafah crossing between Gaza and Egypt buzzed with activity on Sunday as it reopened for limited travel for the first time in years. This test opening, supervised by an EU mission, allows for medical evacuations and the return of Palestinians stuck abroad, marking a significant milestone in the ongoing ceasefire agreement. That's been a look at your news. We'll return right after this with a look at your weather with Russ Merley.
alumni.net, your ultimate destination for staying in the loop about all the exciting events and happenings around the Thumb region. Discover a vibrant community calendar that's just a click away. From festivals to fundraisers, concerts to workshops, thumbnet.net has it all covered. Don't miss out on the action. Visit thumbnet.net's community calendar and make sure you're always in touch with what's trending in your area. Join the thumbnet.net community calendar and never miss a moment. Thumbnet.net, your guide to the thumb.